The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Dorothy. Lord, what a beautiful, happy afternoon.
Saturday this is.
It is, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, what? I only did it twice?
No, you're normally on mic number three. You fooled me.
Oh.
Oh. Do you want me to switch?
All right. She's switching microphones.
You sound good on four, though.
Oh, well, then let me stay here, baby.
Really good. Okay. Some technical
difficulties. Good morning,
everybody. Here.
Sorry, I was doing the wrong thing in the studio. I'm just trying to keep Alan on his toes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we are glad to have Alan with us here. Angela,
yes.
We are glad to have you.
Oh, good.
You glad to have me?
Always, Howard.
All right.
You are the show.
And we, most importantly, we are glad to have all our thousands of listeners all over the East Coast.
Absolutely. Who's having a heat wave, right?
Well, the rest of the country, well, including the East Coast, is having a big, big heat wave. They're going to break records all over the country today with not only temperatures, but heat indexes up into the hundreds and hundreds and tens. So stay inside, be hydrated, and just enjoy the indoors today or your swimming pools or whatever. I'm going to enjoy being at an open house later today that we're going to tell you about later, a fantastic home.
Yes.
And we're going to tell you about a sneak preview. We rarely do sneak previews.
Yeah, but I'm so excited about this house. Can we talk about it now?
No.
Why not?
Well, because we do that at the end.
I know, but it's a sneak. That means I can do it whenever I want.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
As long as you let
me. It's a pool home, a sneak preview.
Right.
Anyway. Well, wait a minute. We have to celebrate today because it's a big deal today. This is the 50th anniversary of that world famous saying, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, when Neil Armstrong stepped foot on the moon, where 400,000 people worked together in the United States to put a man on the moon. 50 years ago today, I watched it on TV along with a half of a billion other people. That was the estimate for how many people watched it. And many of our listeners were not old enough to watch it, but a lot of them were. But it was a breathtaking thing to watch on TV. And I remember when Walter Cronkite was airing it, and because everybody watched Walter Cronkite, he took off his glasses and he just shook his head in awe that this was happening. A great, great event.
Yes.
It was a great thing for our country. And just talk about it happening again. Anyway, so this is the anniversary is now a day. July 20th is called Moon Day. And
moon
it's
day.
Celebrated every year.
And it was a full moon last night.
How about that? Yeah, we celebrate a couple of other things today. It's International Chess Day, and especially for you, Angela.
What?
I'm
Starbucks
teasing
day?
You. No, I'm no. teasing you. It's a nap day.
That is your day, Howard. Not mine.
All right, a little joke. It's also National Fortune Cookie Day and Ugly Truck Day.
You couldn't make these things up.
Really? You know,
this is crazy.
It's really strange. And I've never heard of this particular thing. You're a wine drinker.
Yes.
You enjoy wine.
I do.
It is Strawberry Rhubarb Wine Day.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of Strawberry Rhubarb Wine?
No.
Okay. Well, it's Strawberry Rhubarb Wine Day. Now, here's something more closer to what we do. I am making a jump here.
Okay.
Okay. It's actually World Jump Day also, but anyway, it is toss away the should-haves and could-haves day. So here's what I want our listeners to do. I challenge all of you renters and people that live with mom and dad to do the same about home ownership.
What do you mean?
Take away the should have and could have. I could have owned a house. I should have bought a house. And get out there, get off the fence, and buy your own place. Interest rates are low.
Yes.
It is a great time to buy your own home. If you're renting, you know, you're still paying a mortgage.
That's
you're paying
right.
your landlord's mortgage. You and I own 8 homes together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Other people are paying the mortgages on those homes for us. Stop paying other people's mortgages. Pay your own. Build some equity.
Yes.
What we are doing is paying off those mortgages, or our tenants are, so that when we retire, we will have extra income other than just Social Security and our IRAs. It's wonderful. It's called passive income. Now, we're not suggesting that all of you do that, but what we're suggesting is that you have, when you retire, you will have your home paid off, so you will not have to pay rent anywhere. If you're living with your parents, one day your parents are going to pass away, and you won't be able to live there anymore. You'll have to pay rent someplace. So stop doing that. Get off your hiney and buy a home when interest rates are so darn cheap.
Yes.
Right, Angela?
Absolutely. That's
the
American dream.
That's what we are here to do.
Yes.
Is to be your problem-solving realtors and help you get into your home. You know, we're listing a house, hope to be listing a house in a couple of weeks. That is, it's an attached home. Some of them are one-story. Some of them are two-story. But it's going to be less than $130,000. How about that?
And it's gorgeous.
Really, really is.
Yep.
And we come to you every Saturday morning, 7.5 years now. We're going to answer your questions about buying and selling homes. We're going to give you news and advice. We have some interesting news for you today. So you can call us. What's the number, Angela?
222 talk to me. You have to call 222. Talk, T-A-L-K, which is 8255, and of course that's area code 904.
So what happened this week in Northeast Florida, Angela?
Well, Howard, this past week for homes and condominiums, 784 offers got accepted. That's up 39% from last week.
That's a lot of activity. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 738 new homes came on the market. That's up 32% from the previous week. And 180 of the 738, they're already under contract. That's like 22% or something.
Gosh.
That's crazy.
Real estate's hot.
Hot, hot, hot. 63 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 545 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say congratulations.
All right. A good day to move in. But remember, stay hydrated. It's going to be hot today.
Yes. Yes.
Are mortgage rates good? No, they're not good.
They're not good?
They're not good. What are they?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievably good. They're fantastic.
Yes.
They're marvelous. They're unbelievable. They're awesome.
You and your adjectives. It's so exciting.
They're really, really good. What's the FHA rate, for example?
The FHA rate, let me see. That one was like 3.55.
Under
Think about
4%.
That. 3.55, though. That's like 3.5%.
All the other
That's
rates
crazy.
Are under
Conventional
well.
3.8, the 15-year rate's 3.23. I mean, it is time to buy. Don't sit and wait.
The
5-year
is under 3.5.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
Hey, we've got a feature that we haven't had in a while that we entitled We Can Help.
Excellent.
We've got that coming up. We've got an interesting story about days on market. Wait till you hear this story. You got to stay with us to hear that one. That one's really cool. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back and answering your questions on WBOB.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We're so excited to be here today on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Hot, happy Saturday.
It is hot.
Hey, we got a caller on the phone. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I have a two-part question for you folks.
Okay.
I'm buying a new home. It's a new build, and I'm going to use it as a rental property.
Okay.
And my question is would you suggest getting the house inspected or having, you know, a building inspector come in or, you know, a house inspector come in and look at it and, you know, write up his inspection report and all that on a new build?
Yes.
It's a large national builder.
Yes. Always. So here's the great news. The great news is, you know, it's a large national builder, which means they have experience at what they're doing. But the real news is, it's just guys building houses. We all make mistakes. We're all human, right? So there's no perfection in the process whatsoever. But somebody needs to look behind the fellas and see what they've done properly and what could be improved upon.
Every time that we have had a home inspector go and to look at one of the homes that's being built, they have found problems. And you may say, well, doesn't the county go and inspect the homes? Like, isn't there a roof inspector? They are, but they just essentially do a drive-by and
not look. Not always.
Well,
but sometimes they're not always as microscopic looking as a home inspector might be, who you're paying there to advocate for you.
One of our regular listeners, his name is Steve. We recommended he had a big builder
build his house. He's probably listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
We recommended a home inspector go. And they by the way, they come in stages, different
yes.
stages of the house, because, you know, you can't see the trusses very well after the roof is put on and the drywall is put on, unless they climb into the attic. But he found some issues with the trusses, found some problems with a little bit of the foundation. And these things are all discovered at various stages of construction. So the home inspector will go out at various stages of construction with
times,
the buyer.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And find things that that may be problems. And that way they can be fixed before they get covered up by the drywall. So we really recommend that that be done. Save you problems later on. So absolutely.
Okay. Okay, that's a good information there.
In fact, one of the inspectors that we use all the time that was on our show last week, he has built over 100 homes. I think over 1,000 homes.
1,000, not 100.
In his 60-some years of life.
Yeah.
So he knows every nook and cranny of homes, and he's just a master at it. So.
Yeah, that's William Chandler, Property 360. We highly recommend him.
So.
Okay.
Absolutely. What's the second part of your question?
Well, the second part of the question is I've got a renter already lined out to move in. We'll be closing in the house in about a month here. And the realtor, I didn't really enlist her. My renter had talked to her, and the realtor then, you know, met us at the house when I went to look at the house. We had two of them that we were looking at to choose from. And I don't even think she has my phone number. But the builder has now put her down as the realtor in the contract to get a commission. And I don't think she's I don't even think she has my phone number.
She shouldn't be talking to my renter. She shouldn't be, because you're the customer. And if she's not representing you, she should not be paid in that deal. You're saying that she's bringing a tenant to you, right?
Well, I knew the tenant, and the tenant had talked to her saying that, that I was going to buy a house and that she was going to live in it. And so then really it seemed like the realtor was representing the renter to see the house more so than representing me. In fact, she wasn't even present when I signed the papers, you know, the offer papers.
Yeah, that in my experience, generally the builder requires the agent to be at least the contract signing. Most of them require them to come at the very first point of contact and do the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not there, then at least at the contract signing, the agent should be there representing you, and everybody in the process is clear that that agent represents you.
Right. Well, she was there during the introduction, I guess. But like I say, I didn't invite her. You know, my renter was there with me. And when we walked through the home, and so she was the realtor was there, and that's the first time I'd ever met her.
Has she done anything else on your behalf in the process?
No.
I was kind of
appalled that she wasn't there when we signed the offer and the agreement thing.
Well, let's tell
what
normally happens.
Wait, can we ask a question first before
you
say something, Howard? The thing I'm thinking about, Mark, is you just said you were appalled that she wasn't there when you signed the contract. Did you expect her to be there?
I expected her to be there. I mean, because there was questions that I had that I wasn't sure about, and I would have liked to have some representation besides just the builders, you know.
Yeah.
Angela, why don't you tell people what we normally do as we represent a buyer with respect to a builder?
Well, I mean, we have so much experience as you go and sit in front of a builder and you're talking to them. And, you know, the thing you have to remember is that the site agent works for the builder. They do not work for the buyer. Not today, not ever. So if, you know, the nice thing is the site agents, they're so lovely and they're so sweet. And then you feel like they're absolutely on your side. But when it comes down to it, once you have a problem, they work for the builder. They do not work for you. The builder will always win. And that's why you should never go to new construction without having an advocate for yourself, having someone who's on your side, answering the questions, letting you understand how you're impacted by the contract. Because what happens with the contract with the builder, you're not going to change it. I mean, you're just not. You're pretty much locked into it. But the best you can do is to try to understand what your rights are in that contract. And the contracts are usually 25 pages long. So it's a lot to take in. And I was at one recently. My customers were in their 80s. And the site agent said, can they just sign this online? You know, like an electronic signing. I'm like, no, you need to block off 2 or 3 hours and we're going to come and sit and we're going to talk about every detail of the contract because they're 80. You know, they can't read this for themselves and understand it. My goodness, the average person can't read it and understand it. So you really need someone there who, you know, has real estate experience, who understands what it is and what it means to you as the buyer. So I'm very sorry to hear that someone's getting paid for representing you, but they did not represent you.
Yeah, and for the benefit of all our other listeners, there are so many things that we do during the whole building process.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
In terms of going through the
contract, the walkthroughs, the design center,
right.
Going back, at a walkthrough, we see things that buyers don't even know to look for, but because we've been to so many previously, we kind of know, where pitfalls can be. So it's always good to have someone be your eyes and ears.
We help you pick out the right lot for resale.
Yes.
Of the things that you shouldn't pay extra for.
Or things you should pay extra for. But,
yes.
You know, both sides of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, Mark. Does that help?
That helps a lot, yeah. I guess I could go back to the broker, her broker then, and have a discussion and just say, I don't feel like I was well represented, and I don't think she deserves a commission. I don't know if there's anything else I could do because, like I say, the builder was kind of, or the builder's agent was kind of concerned that, he'd be brought before the realty board because, she was there when we first met. But like I say, it was the renter that really brought her in. It wasn't me that had contacted her.
So there's a thing called procuring cause, and it is who's bringing the customer to the builder. So that's going to be the thing that would be, for you to have to prove is that she did not bring you to that builder, that you were going to that builder anyway, and that she accompanied the tenant. The thing that I do get a little bit confused on is when you said it appalled you that she wasn't there at the contract writing, which meant you had an expectation that she was going to represent you.
Because I had talked to the builder's agent and just said, I don't think, she's really representing me. But when he sent me the papers to kind of read through before I got to the office, I saw that she was listed.
I see.
And I said, well, I don't know, because... Yeah. I'm just, like I say, I don't feel like I've been represented.
You definitely have a case with someone for sure because people can't just show up and collect a commission but have done nothing for that. It's not just an introduction. Now, sometimes the builders don't want the realtors there all the way through because we do challenge them on things in the process. So that doesn't make their job any easier. But I will tell you that most of the builders here welcome the realtors because they know that we hold the key to their customer. So they do welcome us and they do pay us. And the other thing most people don't know is the fund that they use to pay us from is a marketing fund inside their company. So it's not increasing the sales price for you as a buyer. So that's always good to know that because sometimes people will say, well, I don't want a realtor to help me because it's going to increase the cost of my house by 3% if they get paid 3%. It doesn't come out of that fund. So that's a good thing.
Well, okay, we appreciate the call. Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, Mark. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. And I hope you get everything worked out there.
All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to do a We Can Help question. And it's about something that most of you are going to turn your nose up. Let's see if Angela does it. Angela, it's a story about termites.
Yuck.
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 Termites,
I don't
everybody.
Like bugs.
Alan is not happy about termites. Alan's shaking his head. AJ
no
is
bugs.
Listening. And he's not happy about termites. But it's a really good educational story that you all are going to have to listen to find out what it's about. Stay with us, everybody. We will be right back.
Thank you. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Trying to beat the heat in New York City, officials there have canceled several outdoor festivities, including a triathlon, because of the heat forecast for the weekend. Temperatures in the high 90s are forecast for both today and tomorrow. A heat index well over 100 also in the forecast. Much of the country also dealing with high heat coming up in these dog days of summer. About a third of New York City subway lines had to be suspended for about an hour last night during an evening commute shutdown. Some passengers were stranded underground. Others were searching for alternative ways to get home. And the New York City Transit Authority say they're still not sure exactly what caused the signaling problem. The New York City subway handles, on average, about 5 million riders every day. Sox gave up an early gain yesterday and closed broadly lower for the week, giving the market its first weekly decline after 2 weeks of gains. This is SRN News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, July 27th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, July 27th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Orlando Predators at ByStar Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
About a 30% chance of showers all weekend with mostly sunny skies during the day today and tomorrow with a high 95. Partly cloudy tonight, low 75. And then Monday through about next weekend, looking for about a 70% chance of rain. Partly sunny days, highs into the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy at night, low 75.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned with us during our station break. We are so excited to be here with you on this happy, happy, happy hot Saturday.
All right. Can you help?
I can always help.
Well, this segment is called We Can Help. We've done this a few times over the years. These are questions that come from our listeners and our customers that we thought we would share with you from time to time, and so we entitle this, We Can Help.
Absolutely.
You know, after our show last week with our expert on home inspections and pest controls.
Man, that was, is he smart.
Yeah, that was William Chandler from Property 360 and 360 Pest Control. We had a phone call asking if homeowners need to get a termite bond with newly constructed homes. Well, almost all new homes are treated, and that treatment is supposed to last for several years, and most builders provide an insurance policy that's actually called a pest control bond. Now, the builder pays for that for the first year, and after that, to keep the bond providing coverage, you, the homeowner, have to renew the bond with a pest control company every year because termites can come into a new house even if it's a new home. Now, in most cases, the wooden wall studs, they get treated with a chemical, and it goes up about 3 feet. If you ever go into a new home before the drywall is put on, you see this colored
green stuff
put on the studs. That's pest control or termite control treatment. But what if the termites, what if you had a lanai, perhaps, on the second story of a home, and what if they could crawl up through an attic? Well, we have a customer with a four-year-old home with a covered lanai on the second story. He just discovered extensive termite infestation. 4 years old, $20,000 in damage. All fixable. Thank goodness he had the proper kind of termite coverage. Now, there's two different types of termite coverage, two different types of bonds. Angela, tell us the two different types because you want to have the right one.
So the two different types, one is called a treatment bond. So if you get termites, then the termite company, the pest company, comes out and they treat again for those termites.
They kill them.
They kill them. They but what they don't do is repair any damage that the termites did to your home.
And homeowners insurance does not pay for termite damage.
Correct. So when you're buying a bond, remember this one's going to be more expensive because what you're looking for is a repair bond. So what that means is that the termite company would be responsible for paying for the repairs to your home that the termites have created. So that is a repair bond.
Now, a question we often get is, do you need coverage if you have a brick home or a concrete block home?
Well, that's a really interesting question because in today's construction time with brick and block, there's still 2x4s there and they're still wooden. So back in the day, like in the 1940s and earlier, when you built a house of brick or block, it was that there were not any wooden studs.
So the answer is absolutely yes, because the interior walls studs are wood. What about homes that have aluminum studs? There's a builder in town that builds home with aluminum studs.
That's true. Aluminum studs and then concrete block construction. The thing is, you still need it. And the reason is because there's multiple types of termites. And I wish William was here to talk about this instead of me. But one of the termites that's so prevalent here is subterranean, which means they're coming up through the ground. But there's a different termite that flies up to your attic. So the trusses in the attic are not aluminum or steel. They are
They're still wood.
They're wood.
And also your
kitchen. So the termites can fly right up to your attic and eat your wooden trusses.
And also your kitchen cabinets and bathroom cabinets, they're still wood.
Yes.
They can be eaten as well. So the answer is, yes, you need termite coverage.
And also remember that the best environment for termites is a wet environment. So if you have any leakage in your home, whether it's been from pipes leaking or from a roof leaking, they like the damp area the best.
All right. Good one. That's very educational. Thank you, Angela.
Yes, maybe William would give me a job at his company.
Oh, I don't know. I need you as a partner with me.
I'm definitely not smart enough to work on his team, that's for sure.
All right, our next little thing I call days on market. Here in Northeast Florida, the average days on market is 77 days. Now, some homes really sell quick, some not so much. But anyway, 77 days is the average. And the average price right now is about $237,000. The average size of the home is a little bit over 2,000 square feet, and the average price is somewhere around $100 a square foot. The average price reduction between sale price and original list price is about 3% difference. I found some unusual homes I thought I'd share with you. How about 12 years on the market?
What?
12 years. Now, that compares to average of 77 days. Think about that, 12 years.
How can a house on the market 12 years?
Wait, there's more. How about 52,000 square feet?
One house. 52,000 square feet.
52,000 square feet compared to the average of 2,000. That's a really big difference
you
in
think?
Price.
Yes.
How about a price cut of 84% compared to the average of 3%?
I want that deal.
I found that.
I want that deal.
How about $56 a square foot? This is not a fixer-upper. $56 a square foot compared to $100 a square foot.
I'll take that deal, too.
And finally, $2.9 million compared to $237,000.
You mean it's the average price in the area? So are these houses in Jacksonville?
Actually, wait till you hear about the interesting page two to my little story.
Okay.
This is not five different houses. It's one house.
What?
The one house is 52,000 square feet on the market for 12 years and finally sold for an 84% price cut down to $2.9 million at $56 per square foot. It was in Connecticut, not here in Jacksonville, and it was sold by the rapper 50 Cent. It was a beautiful house on the market for 12 years. It started out for $18 million, and he finally sold it for $2.9 million. Beautiful, beautiful home. It just didn't sell. The price to keep the house up, the property wasn't that big, but the house was so big that allegedly cost $50,000 a month just to maintain it.
Who would want that?
Exactly. Who would want it? That's why he couldn't sell it.
It sounds like a burden to me instead of like a prized possession. It sounds like a burden. I would not want that.
It had 17 bedrooms, 17 bathrooms, an indoor swimming pool, an indoor basketball court. It had a sound stage. I mean, it had, you name it, it had it. I mean,
Well, I get that. 52,000
square feet.
Most of the people who, you know, become rich and famous, they need their privacy, but they still need to have fun and they still need to have like time with other people, but they don't want to be out in the public eye all the time.
Now,
so I get that.
He didn't build it. He bought it several years ago, put in another $6 to $10 million in renovations to it. The house was in great shape. Sold it to somebody. We don't know who he sold it to, but he finally wanted to get rid of it because it was costing him too much just to maintain it. I mean, imagine how much electricity it cost to maintain a 52,000 square foot home.
I don't know.
Oh, my.
Crazy.
How about that?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, we thought you'd like that story. Did you like it? You're shaking your head like, I can't believe it.
I'm just trying to digest it, really. Poor old 50 Cent. He got a silly little name to have such an expensive home. 50 Cent.
All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to tell you how to find out how much a house sold for if it wasn't listed with a realtor, like maybe a neighbor. Stay with us.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are so happy to be here today on this hot, hot, happy, happy Saturday.
Hey, you know what it's time for?
What is it time for?
It's land. No, it's not time for that.
Oh!
Turn the air conditioner on. It's hot in here.
I confused you probably with my hot, hot Saturday. Sorry.
You know, we get a landlord and tenant tip of the week.
Yes.
Well, I have that. Do you know that any service person, military service person, applying for a rental property must get a response to their application within 7 days? And if denied, the applicant must be given the reason for the denial. Now, if either of those rules are broken, then that military applicant must be given the opportunity to rent the unit. How about that?
I had no idea.
That's right.
And I am a landlord.
No, so what does that mean? It means that all landlords must ask the applicant if they're a member of the military.
Yep. How about that?
Thought you should know that if you're a member of the military, you need to know that.
Absolutely.
If you're a landlord, you need to know that.
Yes.
Now.
Yes, indeed.
The reason that I'm telling you this is because twofold.
What's your twofold?
Well, actually, manyfold. I am in the process of evicting someone.
Yes.
And one of the reasons that you need to know this if you're evicting someone is there are special also provisions for eviction and not being able to evict someone if they're in the military. There are a whole lot of things that you can't do to military people. But also, next week, we have a special guest coming on the show that was actually one of the very first guests that we have ever had seven and a half years ago.
Way back in the old studio at the other building.
That's right. If you are a landlord, if you are contemplating being a landlord, if you are a tenant, if you know someone that is a tenant, you need to listen to this show. There is some fascinating information that you're going to hear. His name is
Paul Howard.
Paul Howard. So we have a kinship there because we have Howard in our names.
Yes.
He is the owner of the and runs the Florida Landlord Network.
Yes.
And it is a free service.
Yes.
That provides all sorts of information to landlords. But also, he knows all the laws that protects tenants as well. So it's going to be a really, really interesting discussion.
Yes.
About all of the laws and regulations that affect landlords and tenants so that everybody is treated fairly and equally and can even talk about what really is a service animal. Because you hear stories about service animals that come on airplanes and such. I saw a story a couple of months ago about a peacock.
That was a service animal. I'm not buying it.
On an airplane.
I'm not buying
Believe it or not. So
I'm
these
not
things
it.
Also apply to service animals on airplanes.
Yes.
And, I mean, so we're going to talk about them in
rentals.
In rental properties.
Okay.
All right. Now, do you know what it's time for, Alan? Yes, sir. It is time for our hot deals of the day. And Angela, now we can talk about our sneak peek. But before we get into sneak peeks, I said now, but I meant now during the segment.
Now,
we have to do our open houses for today. And I'm going to be at one right after the show today in Middleburg in a beautiful community called Two Creeks. And the address is 4027 Sand Hill Crane. This is a big house, just under 3,000 square feet. More important than that, it's a five-bedroom, four-bath with a four-way split, meaning that four of the bedrooms are in different places of the house. So everybody,
privacy.
When they come home, they can all split and go to their own bedrooms.
Privacy.
It's got a screen lanai, a three-car garage, a huge kitchen island that's like 10 feet long, two convection ovens, Samsung appliances, two HVAC systems. It was built in 2009, lots of built-ins, a huge master closet. One of the bedrooms, a second bedroom has its own bath, but there's
an ensuite, as we call it.
Yes, and actually upstairs is also a bedroom, bathroom, and a second family room up
there.
This is a true multi-generational house. There's a hot tub. It's on a preserve lot. The community has so many amenities. When I said the average price per square foot in the other in Jacksonville, this one is right at that. It's $102 per square foot. All of that for $304,900. I'm going to be there today from 11:30 to 1:30. It's in Two Creeks in Middleburg. This house is gorgeous. You got to come see it. Angela, you want to talk about the sneak peek, and then I'll tell you the other open house?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I do indeed. Okay, so I can't give all the details away, but I can tell you this. There's a pool home coming on the market. It's amazing. What does that look
like? No, go ahead.
It was something else. Okay. This home is located off Beach Boulevard, right near Kernan. So the location is fantastic. You can get anywhere you want to be, 10 to 15 minutes. I love that. Everything in this house has been updated or upgraded. You are going to see this is an awesome four-bedroom, three-bathroom home. It's 2,364 square feet. It is priced. You ready for this, Howard, for a pool home with four bedrooms and three baths? You ready? $325.
When's it coming on the market?
It is coming on the market Monday, which is why I'm talking about it now. So if you're interested in that area and you're looking for a pool home, you call me and I'm going to get you in. This is a fully fenced backyard, a brick home. This is an awesome, awesome, awesome house.
Pretty neighborhood, too.
Beautiful neighborhood.
Yeah.
So nice sized lots, good mature landscaping, beautiful, beautiful home.
Yeah, and it's on a cul-de-sac, so nobody's going to be driving by.
No through traffic.
All right. Hey, one more open house that we want to talk about. If you want to be in St. John's Schools with A-rated schools on the World Golf Exit in Mirabella, lots of amenities there on Porta Rosa. 2,800 square feet. It's going to be open tomorrow from 1 to 4. Four bedroom, three bath. These people are OCD, neat, and spotless. When I mean...
It sounds like almost offensive.
No, I mean that this house...
Is that what you're trying to do?
You walk in and it looks like a model home.
It does. And the nice thing about when people live that clean is someone could call right now and say, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. Can I see the house? They'd say, oh, sure. Come on. Because you can. It's that clean and spotless.
Beautiful.
That's all that you mean.
Yes. It's a one story, but then there's a one bedroom, one bath upstairs. Covered lanai, three ovens, quartz countertops, plantation shutters. The master has two closets, so you don't have to fight about who gets who gets more of the closet space.
Yeah,
that sound familiar,
actually,
Angela?
No, not at all. They actually just renovated that kitchen in its entirety about a year and a half ago, something like that. I remember thinking, oh, my goodness, and you want to move?
Yeah, and it's not an old house. It was built in 06.
Yeah.
Has a fenced rear. It's really priced competitively at $325. It's open tomorrow from 1 to 4 in Mirabella.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, move-in ready, spotless, absolutely spotless. All right. So, Angela.
You know what else I was thinking about?
You were thinking about the Van Wees coming up next.
They're here.
Can you tell us about the wonderful things that have happened this week? A brand new record broken.
Well, I was also going to tell you that there was something else that you had written an article about, and I thought it was kind of cool. Sometimes people want to know, what did a house sell for? And you have ways of telling them.
Well, they're going to have to wait till next week.
Oh,
we don't have
time.
There
you go. We'll have to wait.
So, okay. You know, folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We do this radio show to give back to our community. We want to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for your support. And if we can help you in any way, call us after the show. You can call Angela at 465-3845.
Yes.
You can call me at 687-8161. You can
yes.
go to our website at angelandhoward.com. Both of our phone numbers are there. You do need a professional on your side, whether you are buying or selling the most important financial transaction of your life. We want you to have a blessed day. We're going to be back with you next week with Paul Howard of Florida Landlord Network. In the meantime, the Van Wees are on tap to tell you what's going on in the financial sector. They're going to give you some great advice as usual. Again, have a blessed day. We're going to be back with you.